Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 431. I am your host, GPD, here in New York, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who one day hopes to have his own video game awards show, Wombat.
Maybe I do.
Maybe you do maybe hope?
Maybe I host a video game award show with my stuffed animals.
I meant a real one.
It's real to us. It's real to me and Mr. Fluffletuff.
Do you also put on a production of The Wiz?
Yes, we do put on a production. Ease on down the road. Take it, Fluffletuff. Ease on down the road. It's good.
Yeah, it's going to sound really good over the techno music that I'm playing behind you.
I bet.
So, yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. I hope everybody survived Black Friday and their Thanksgiving with their families.
Yeah.
I had a lovely Thanksgiving.
What'd you do?
I told you we were going to Aunt Sissy's house and we ate turkey, and Ty got to play with my cousin's bulldog, who's like a old bulldog. So he can only run for like about 6 feet and then just stops. So he'll chase you really strong, you know, like really strong for 6 feet and try to knock you over. But if you can get past that 6 feet, you're good to go.
Nice.
But it was fun. It was really nice. And I didn't go. I did stop by a Best Buy on Black Friday just to check in, to see what was going on in there. Just we were doing some furniture shopping, and it was on the way. So,
what was going on in there?
I mean, it was fine. There were a lot more people than usual, but nobody was fighting. It was in the afternoon already. It seemed like they had, you know, plenty of everything, stacks and stacks of TVs.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was buying Xboxes, though. That was the one thing I noticed. Nobody, not one person bought an Xbox.
Right.
Only Apple products. And
yeah, I linked you guys to that ridiculous article today.
Yeah.
It was on some Apple website. I don't remember what it was. But some analyst had come out and said that all the Apple products were selling like crazy, and only a handful of Xboxes and PC laptops were sold on Black Friday.
I like your tweet. Someone, a handful, but by someone with very large hands.
It's just ridiculous. Like, there's so many analysts that want to make a statement out there that you literally can read an article that pretty much agrees with whatever your opinion is on everything.
Yes.
Like, there's an article
that's
like,
say that about anything. Not just video games.
Right. But it's just, they're so ridiculous. Like, Wii U wins Black Friday. It's like,
that was an article?
Yeah, it was like it was like one of Target's top sellers.
Wii U wins Black Friday.
I don't know if it was.
I know, but Google will find it.
Yeah.
Will it?
PS4 wins, sorry.
Yeah, there's plenty of those as well.
Oh, Wii U wins at Target.
Yeah. You can pretty much find anything, and any analyst will tell you whatever you want to hear. Basically.
Yeah, it'll make you feel good about whatever it is you bought on Friday. While you're in Google there, Chibi, can you search to see if Batman pajamas won Black Friday? Because that's what I bought. I bought some Batman pajamas. I want to make sure it won over the Darth Vader ones, because I passed over Darth Vader for Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So
how much?
I believe they were like $9. It's the footy pajamas. It's for my son.
Oh.
The footy Batman pajamas that look like a costume with a cape.
I thought you had Darth Vader footy pajamas.
No, I didn't.
And
buy
my daughter would
I thought
love
about
those.
It. Yeah, I bought him footy pajamas. Sabrina got the really cute R2-D2 C-3PO pajamas.
Approximately how many times a day are you guys listening to Imperial March? That's all I listen to.
That's really sad.
Wow.
Really?
For the most part, yeah. If I'm not listening to that, it is her requesting that.
Have you watched the movie with her yet?
No.
I mean, she's young. She wouldn't get
no.
it.
No. She's
how did she hear it in the first place?
She heard it when we were in a store shopping. We were in JCPenney's.
Oh.
And they were, for whatever reason, because I have a lot of Star Wars product in there, They were playing the Imperial March, and she loved it. And then she figured out that it went with Darth Vader.
You should get her the pajamas.
Sure.
She already has five pairs of Darth Vader socks.
So get her the Darth Vader footy pajamas. They sell them at Target. Just because they're not on sale anymore doesn't mean they probably wouldn't be worth it. I mean,
she's perfectly happy.
I think full price, they're only $14.
Yeah, she's perfectly happy with her Minnie Mouse pajamas with Darth Vader socks. It's a win all around for Disney.
Yeah, pretty much is. I even got my wife Star Wars pajamas. So the Darth Vader women's pajamas were very nice. The Marvel pajamas, it's disappointing because that's what I was going to get first. And I'm like, these are not nice.
It's really hard to find Hulk pajamas.
Yes, Hulk pajamas. They don't make like the full bodysuit Hulk pajamas like they do for Iron Man.
That would be great. Just with like some purple. They just have the purple shorts part on it.
You know who would love just the purple shorts? My son, because he usually just sleeps in underwear. Yeah. So.
But Black Friday, we all know PS4 and Xbox One both did great. And mm-hmm. Wii U did better than it would any other month.
Right.
Like it makes a good Christmas present. That's about all the Wii U does at this point as far as selling consoles.
It would be a nice Christmas present. I wouldn't be upset.
Right. Nobody's going to be upset when they open up a Wii U for the most part.
Nope.
Unless they were expecting an Xbox One or a PS4.
Even I wouldn't be upset.
Yeah, right. It was just like,
All right, I didn't have to buy it, and it's here. I could plug it in.
Exactly. My wife can't be mad at me. It was a present.
Right.
That's pretty much where I would be on that console.
Even if it's just a lame duck console.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
this is the last Black Friday hurrah for the Wii U.
Hurrah.
I bought a lot of games. Hurrah. Did you guys buy a lot of games?
I didn't.
No.
I only bought one game, and that was digitally.
That's right. You got Godzilla.
I bought Godzilla on the PlayStation 4, and you know what? I like Godzilla on the PlayStation 4.
Good.
It's a little clunky. Godzilla controls like a tank, where the L1 and the R1 button.
How agile do you think
he
really is in real life?
Well, yeah, you use the L1 and the R1 to turn him around, and the left stick is really just strafes when you move left and right. So it takes a little bit of getting used to, and really only the one, like the triangle button, is the only attack you'll ever need, but despite the fact that he has three other ones. But it's fun for what it is, and for $10, I'm not complaining. I don't think it's worth $60. The fact that this game was ever $60 is kind of sad. But for $10, I am happy with that purchase.
I got the order for $10, $18.86. I haven't played that yet, though. But
yeah, I have a feeling you'll play that sometime.
No, it's short,
sometime
though. It's short.
I'll say the other good thing about the Godzilla game is that it introduced my daughter to Godzilla, who had never seen Godzilla before. And since then, we've watched an episode of the old Hanna-Barbera Godzilla cartoon, and we were about to start, because all
Godzuki?
The movies are on Amazon Prime. Yeah. So
does this game have Godzuki?
It doesn't have Godzuki, I don't think. It has like four different versions of Godzilla, and it has King Ghidorah, and it has the Smog Monster, and it has Mothra. Rodan is not in there, which is kind of a bummer.
Is this a PS4 only game?
Yes, it's a PS4 exclusive.
Oh,
it's on PS3 also, I think. But yeah, it's 60 frames per second also, according to the game.
Congratulations, Godzilla.
According to the game, yes. You know, the detail on the monsters is great. The backgrounds just look like they're playing in mud cities, basically.
Right.
It's like very fuzzy buildings.
They ran out of money.
But the monsters look amazing.
I got one of those Batman games you guys like.
Oh, yeah. You got it. Did you actually get it shipped to you on that
It was Twitch? Digital.
Oh,
it was a PS4 so digital copy it. That had the full season pass with it or whatever. It was $16.
How much? 16. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a deal.
I think it was supposed to be 96 or something. I don't remember.
No, that's too much.
No, it's like, I think it was on sale for like $79 or something.
Oh, okay.
So, congratulations. Mm-hmm.
That's the game I probably will never play. But
Did you use your season pass?
Yeah. It's all one code.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. I'll take that season pass.
Wombat, I sent you a box of stuff today.
I know, I can't complain. I am the worst.
That's the first thing you thought of.
Yes, because...
What's in it for me? Shipwreck got something. How can I get a piece of that?
Yes, he got something based on a glitch.
So what does that have to do with you, though?
It means how can I profit from Shipwreck's
craftiness?
Yes.
That seems like even more crafty.
Yeah, double crafty.
Wow. Okay.
It's my world of double craft.
Too late, though. He used the code. Shipwreck's dying right now.
I knew we used.
Do you want any of the other games that I bought, Wombat?
What else did you get me?
I got Until Dawn because people say that's good. Nah,
yeah, that's also PS4 exclusive. Yes,
yeah,
that's
I got that.
Hard
that
game.
Was like I think it was $17 at Best Buy after GCU.
Nice, you were able to get that before it sold out.
It kept coming back in stock.
See, every time I went to go look at it, it was out. But because I thought about getting that for myself too. You could tell me how it is and if I'll hate it.
I will do that. I plan on taking some days off here soon to be able to play through some of this stuff. So,
what else?
And I don't want
it. I don't know what else. I got some other stuff. I think I got Chrono Trigger from the Square Enix store. I don't know. There were so many like little things. It was like, well, that's so cheap. I'm going to buy it.
I rented Trainwreck on Microsoft
Store.
Oh,
I did that
10
too.
Cents. I haven't watched it yet.
Not yet, no.
Oh, was that like 10 cents or something?
Exactly. Mrs. Cheapies gave me the thumbs down on that. She will not watch that with me.
Really?
Said, really?
I'm on my own. She doesn't like Amy Schumer. I don't really do. So we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's too uncomfortable. She's too wild for my wife, you know? Too risque. I didn't buy anything on Black Friday except for donuts and yakiniku. No video. I couldn't bring myself to buy any games. Just playing. I had, you know, too many unplayed games.
Shipwreck and I both got those mystery boxes.
Why?
Oh,
well, Shipwreck made out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Shipwreck made. Yeah, Shipwreck turned a profit on his mystery box. So I don't want to hear any complaint about anything I say.
You owe him, Ship. Don't you know?
Yeah, I know. I could feel Wombat saying, why doesn't he just give me that $100 Batman?
Why can't he?
No, I didn't know. I did not want it. I even told you to do what you did.
Yeah, so GameStop had these blind boxes, these mystery boxes of Funko little figures in them. And they were all GameStop exclusive Funko Pops in there. But then a limited amount of them had gold versions of the Funko Pops. And I opened mine up and I went, oh, it's Batman. And then I'm like, oh, wait, this is like I told Wombat what I got. And he's like, you should sell that.
I did. I said it right away. Sell that on eBay.
Yeah.
What? It's one thing about like a DLC pack that he got for next to nothing, as opposed to the gold Batman that's worth a lot of money.
It was like $80 or something.
I sold mine for 70. Yeah.
70. And it's kind of ugly too. It's just gold.
It's
like
just
it could
gold.
Be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got the all black Batman, which I'm happy with, and a Mr. Miyagi.
I got that as well.
Yes, we got everything else. We got was exactly the same, right?
Pretty much. I think you got a. Did you get a different Breaking Bad figure? Maybe
I got the one with him in his underwear.
No, I got that
I
too. Something else was different in ours. What was the other?
I got an Iron Man pin.
I got that.
And wasn't there something else in there too that I'm not thinking?
Oh yeah, how many boogers did you get in yours, Wombat?
Mine was all boogers. It was padded with boogers. It was. What was the other thing? The Game of Thrones keychain. That's right. You got a Jon Snow.
Oh, I got Jon Snow, yeah.
And I got the chick with the blonde hair.
Available now on eBay.
Yes. All of it? Yeah. My wife is trying to sell some of it on the.
I kept the Iron Man pin and the Mr. Miyagi.
I kept my Iron Man pin, Mr. Miyagi, and my Batman. Which is still like $35 worth of stuff.
Oh, no. It was a good deal. Like, I was thinking about going back and getting another one. Just to try to get the claptrap, but
yeah, yep. No, I'm not. I'm happy with what
really,
I got. The other
these
thing
mystery
I
bought, boxes
I'm,
pretty much pay for themselves if you just sell the useless crap to the people that want it.
I'm surprised they're only doing it on Black Friday. You'd think that with like what they have going on with ThinkGeek, that it would be like a reason to go to GameStop. It's like if I had a $20 to burn, I would totally go in there and just buy one like a month from now. Instead of like a loot crate, because at least I know I'm getting four like toys and not like a crappy T-shirt or a sticker.
The paper products are the worst in mystery boxes.
Yeah, exactly. If I know I'm going to get a box with no paper products, I'm on board for, you know, $20, even if it was like every other month. And it would get me in the door at a GameStop. So GameStop, step up your game.
Stop.
I got an arcade, block that was pretty good this month, too, though. That just came the other day.
I saw you posted something that looked at, that was cute. What was it? I already forgot.
It was a Nathan Drake vinyl figure.
Yes, that's what it was, yes.
Some series called Titans or something. I hadn't heard of the vinyl figures before, but there was that, and there was a Yoshi kind of ugly Christmas sweater slash yarn t-shirt, which I enjoy.
Mm.
And I don't know, some others. Oh, a Legend of Zelda sword wine stopper was in there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's stopping up some beer currently.
Excellent. I think it's for wine, but that's okay.
Yeah. It all the bottles work the same.
Should we do some show feedback?
I forgot we were doing a show.
Kinda. Sorta.
We were just kind of chatting, I thought.
Yeah, we'll still be chatting.
Shooting the shit it's all with chatting. Wombat and Shipwreck. Sheepy's here too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sean D. I'm like, wait, we're doing a show. Sean D at Karate Chop 16 on Twitter has to say, can we institute a lifetime ban on discussing Wombat's sex life on air?
Seconded.
Fine, done.
I don't even have to vote on that.
Nope.
Good. Great. Let's do Watch This Bitches. Something.
Okay.
I got suckered into buying the new Mission Impossible on iTunes because there's nothing else to watch.
The movie Mission Impossible.
The movie, Rogue Nation.
You could tell me it was called anything.
It's called anything? Okay. Mission Impossible, call it anything.
Right. Sounds great. That's the seventh one?
I don't know.
I don't.
Yeah. It's pretty much the same as all the other ones.
Fifth one, I believe. If you want to get technical.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, you know, Tom Cruise looks very young in it and fit. But it's pretty forgettable. The action is very good, of course, but I think that the Scientology movie is a lot more interesting. Just watch that instead. The Going Clear, that HBO doc.
That seems like that's probably totally something different.
It is, but
like if I'm sitting down to think about, I'm going to watch.
You don't have nothing to think about, though, really. I mean, it's more thrilling. If you're looking for a thriller, I think that the documentary is actually just as thrilling as that movie because it's real life and there is some spy type of shit that goes down in there. And I don't know. It's, you know, Tom Cruise is involved also. So you got that. What else do you need? That's all I'm saying. If you don't want to actually pay for the movie.
Have like human face masks that they can pull off?
They do. They wear disguises.
Okay.
Yeah. How is the Good Dinosaur?
Actually, I think that's a big part of Scientology, right? Like
face masks?
That people aren't really people. They're aliens that have infected people.
No, I don't think so. That's right.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So how's Good Dinosaur?
Not good. The Not Good Dinosaur.
Why is it not good?
I'll spoil The Good Dinosaur for you.
Don't spoil it.
It's basically The Lion King, but with a dinosaur.
No.
I think you just sold me on it.
Huh? Yeah.
Does it have music, though?
But no, there's no singing.
Okay.
The lead dinosaur is not particularly an interesting character or likable.
What's his name? He's a brontosaur, right?
Arlo.
Well, basically, the comet that hits the Earth that destroys the dinosaurs misses.
Uh-huh.
So the dinosaurs, like, evolve, but, like, just to the next step of, like, agriculture. But they don't, like, anthropomorphize, like, even more. They're not more human-like. Like, they still have, I don't know, four legs and
what year does this take place in?
They don't say, but it's got to be, like, they make it seem like it would be, I guess, equivalent to the 1930s, maybe? No.
Are there humans in the movie?
There are.
Okay, so we're...
They're humans, but humans are...
We're in modern times.
But humans are like cavemen, and they act like dogs or wolves.
Oh. Huh?
So, okay. Yeah. And the dinosaurs are farmers.
Okay, cool.
But they don't like wear clothes or anything. They're still like, you know... Naked.
Where would you even find clothes big enough for a dinosaur?
Well, if dinosaurs are the ones ruling the planet, do they know that they're so big? Oh. To them, they're just dinosaur size. So I would assume dinosaurs, if they're making clothes for dinosaurs,
but do they have any sense of shame?
Well, that's it. Well, if the comet misses and the dinosaurs evolve, then no dinosaur ever ate the apple. Therefore, they have no sense of shame. There's no dinosaur Bible.
Okay.
If you don't want to see this movie because I believe it would offend your Christian sensibilities.
Would it?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. So really, again, good dinosaur, not the good book dinosaur.
Not for Christians.
Not for
only for heathens.
Exactly.
And terrorists. I'm passing then.
Yeah, don't go. It was kind of boring. I mean, my daughter was scared of it.
Right.
My son just kind of laid there. Like he wasn't restless. He didn't seem all that interested.
His brain shutting
down. He just kind of like sat there. I was like, I guess this is a movie we're watching. Luckily, we're in the theater with the big reclining seats, so he just kind of like curled up under my arm and just kind of munched on popcorn and enjoyed it. Yeah. I think he just enjoyed the atmosphere more than the film itself.
Your armpit.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't like after we saw Minions and they were all excited about Minions. And, oh, Minions is great. Like, I don't think it had the appeal for children or adults.
Well, just the name of it seems pretty lazy.
Mm-hmm. Good dinosaur. And it's not. It's like at no point you're like, yeah, he is a good dinosaur. It doesn't fit. It's don't see the good dinosaur people. Now, if it was about dinosaur people, that would be a different thing altogether.
That'd be great.
Who saw Kingsman?
I did.
That movie's awesome.
Yeah, I like that movie. I watched that with the kids. I did. We sat down together. It was family time. It's a good movie. That's a good movie for the whole family.
That's a pretty hardcore movie for this day and age.
It is a pretty hardcore movie. I mean, I get it. It's from the same guy who made Kick-Ass, and if you ever saw the Kick-Ass, it all makes sense.
Yeah, this steps it up above Kick-Ass, though.
I don't know. That scene with Hit Girl and the drug dealer.
This is more fantastic, though. Like,
yes, there's
people getting sliced in like complete half type of thing.
Like, complete in half. Yeah, that was kind of
anime.
I was
style.
Not expecting that. And don't ask me how, but I somehow avoided every spoiler in this movie, even though it's been out for about a year. So everything that happened, I was like, hey, I didn't expect that to happen.
Yeah.
So that movie does a pretty good job of that.
Yeah. Like that, I did not expect that to happen. I did not expect that person's head to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Ty and I finished Star Wars, finally. And he thought Minions.
Just the New Hope, not the whole series.
Yeah, just that. It took forever. And he liked it, he said, but he thought Minions was better.
See, Minions. Yeah. Kids love Minions.
He said, I asked him to rate it out of 10, and he said, oh, what did he get? He gave it a 9, and Minions got a 10. So
that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. He wasn't like totally involved with it. Like, I think I had a bigger, a more emotional response to it than he did while watching it. So,
well, that's not saying much. I think I read a comic today that would have made you cry, Cheapy.
Spider-Man one?
No, Howard the Duck. Issue 2.
really?
Yeah, there's a lot of like dad feelings in that one.
In Howard the Duck?
Yes.
Because he's made in a lab or something?
It's Howard the Duck really isn't in that issue hardly at all. Like he's in there, but he's not the main character in this issue. It's
Have you watched have you watched the new Lion King yet? The Lion Guard cartoon.
No, I think I don't feel like explaining death to my 2-year-old yet.
Well, there's no death in it. It's just the Lion Guard.
What's a Lion Guard?
The Lion Guard is the new Disney Junior series based on the Lion King.
Yeah, but what's a
where what? Simba is now an adult and he's the king, and he tasks his son with carrying on the proud tradition of the Lion Guard. So Simba makes a Lion Guard of his friends that are all different animals, but Simba's a racist. And he says, no, you can't have a Lion Guard that's all different animals. It can only be lions. And then Simba's son has to prove that other animals are useful too.
Hmm.
And my son has watched it every day for the last week and a half.
Does it have songs in it?
No. I don't think so. It might. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been able to make it through the whole show. Like, I'll go in for the beginning, and then I'm like, this is too dumb for me, and then I leave the room, and then I come back, and I'll watch the end with them. That's about it.
I'll pass on that.
Yeah, no, it's not for you.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if Shipwreck had been forced to watch it.
No, not yet. I saw that it was out, but I don't
know. No one dies in it, though. There's no death.
Yeah, we're still pretty happy with Mickey Mouse Club for the most part.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
Yeah. But, yeah. Season 9, baby.
Come inside, it's fun inside. Which is also my motto in the house.
Thought we agreed to not talk about that anymore. I did read the first issue of Spidey, the new Spider-Man comic that came out this week. And it kind of reminds me of what they did with Ultimate Spider-Man, where they put him back in high school. And it seems like they're just kind of retelling or reimagining classic Spider-Man stories from the first issue.
How much of a nerd is he now?
How much of a nerd is he in high school?
Yeah, he changes it.
He's not a super nerd, but he's nerdy. Like, he's competing to be valedictorian against a Indian girl. Okay. That's how you can tell it's modern day.
Right, right.
That in the hashtags. Because he takes a selfie with one of the people that he webs up.
Of course.
But I don't. It seems pretty decent. But it's difficult to go back because that's what you want to remember with Spider-Man is like he fights Doc Ock in this issue, and the next issue he's going to be fighting Sandman, and there's already some Green Goblin stuff going on. It's all the stuff like you know and like, but it's also all the stuff that you already know, which is the difficult part.
That's the problem with Spider-Man.
Well, not with the moderns. Like that's why that new Amazing Spider-Man is so weird, is because it's not that. It's him all grown up running Apple, basically.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Should we do new releases?
Certainly. I know that you bought Just Cause 3.
Just Cause. That's why I got it.
Ugh, the show's over.
I got it just because it was cheap on the PC gray market.
And have you played it yet?
Yeah, I played a couple hours of it.
You sound very enthused.
It's hard, you know. Here's the problem. There's a lot of problems. The problem is,
lay it on me.
One big problem is that I just bought Fallout 4 and Rise of
Farm
the...
Fallout 4 and
Rise of the Tomb Raider. And those are very good. And while this game is also good, it's pretty much the same as the last Just Cause game, except they added a wingsuit.
I think the last one had a wingsuit, no?
That was Far Cry.
Wow.
I think they still had
just had the parachute in Just Cause 2.
And all that stuff works great.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, the parachute. And all that stuff works great. All the additions, they have the cables that can tie two objects together, and now you can reel them in. So you can take your grapple gun and grapple a car, and then take the other end and grapple it to the top of a building and just reel
and
it in.
And you make a car building.
And yeah, you just start hanging buildings. Hanging vehicles off the side of buildings. And then you can just blow them up with a rocket launcher. It's pretty fun.
But is there any there?
What do you mean?
Like, is there a game?
It's exactly like the last one where you get, you know, you're doing all these missions. You know exactly what it is.
So you're capturing areas.
You know exactly. Like, I don't even need to tell you what it is if you've played any type of open world game in the last 5 years.
So there really is no there.
It's a playground for this cool engine that they have with, you know, this cool grappling and physics stuff. And all of it works great. Like, the vehicles are fun to fly around and all that stuff works great. But yeah, there's no GTA level type story or hook there.
It doesn't even sound like there's a Far Cry 4 level story there.
No, no.
I don't know that there totally needs to be with this game, though. I mean, people know what they're buying with this.
Yeah, right. I mean, I guess if it holds your interest and you're having a good time with it, that's fine. I don't know.
I love the last one. Just Cause 2 was great.
Yeah, I mean, I felt totally comfortable spending it was like $26.
No, I think that's a good price for that.
Oh, this is going to plummet in price on consoles.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Yeah, it's getting lost in the shuffle for sure. There's no question about it. But it seems it's fun. Like, look, You know what it's like if you played the last one. It was a lot of fun to parachute around and use the grappling gun, and they've made that even better.
I never finished it.
No, because the story got ridiculous, and inevitably there's some missions that are just too frustrating with checkpoints that are too far apart, and you just give up eventually. But it's a cool playground, and if you get it in on the right price, I think you're going to have a good time.
Sorry, I'm choking on fuzz.
On fuzz?
Yeah, on my mic cozy, my spit guard, whatever, my right. pee popper thing. Yeah, a piece of fuzz just flew off it and went right down my throat. I'm like, ugh. Excuse me.
Oh. Yeah. Stay safe over there.
I'm trying.
What else? Oh, Rainbow Six came out this week.
But none of us got that.
Yeah, the gray market price wasn't, I don't think it was quite there yet. I mean, I played the beta a lot. I talked about it. I thought it was really solid, and I liked how the multiplayer is not just your standard deathmatch anymore. It's much more involved with different classes, and you can set up defense, and it's pretty involved. But with no single player, I feel like that's why a lot of us really like the Rainbow Six series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a big fan of that.
But I saw Nick from Co-Optimus posted that there is some single player mode, like challenge mode, that's pretty fun. There's like 10 missions. So there's some little single player
sliver,
action.
Like a sliver.
Yeah.
As opposed to Fallout 4, which is like 8,000 hours of single player goodness.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty well occupied with just those, with Tomb Raider and Fallout.
So how many suits of power armor do you have in Fallout 4 now?
I have two.
Loser.
How many do you have?
I have three. But
How many power cores do you have? Fusion cores, I mean.
I know. I want to say I have like 22 or something like that.
You win.
Why? How many do you have?
I don't know, 14?
Yeah, get more, dude.
You're ahead of me. I think I'm only level, I don't know, 16?
Oh, I'm like level 23 or 24, I think.
This is not a new release.
No, but so what? We're talking about video games.
All right.
That's why people are here, to hear me talk about playing.
Well, hold on.
Four,
can we wrap up the new releases? I mean,
yes,
are there any more?
There's Darius Burst Chronicle Saviors came out for Vita and PlayStation 4.
I liked it better when it was Hootie and the Blowfish Burst.
Mm-hmm. it's
you didn't laugh at that joke on twice now.
Right. You can just keep on making those Hootie jokes.
I will make that Hootie joke.
All right. You guys remember Darius, right?
No.
It was a shooter.
I liked him better when he was Hootie.
Right. It was a side-scrolling arcade shooter with like huge boss enemies. You guys don't remember this game at all?
No, I really honestly
I don't have to Google it to look
just
at it.
Just Google it and look at it real quick. But I was interested to hear this was coming out, and I was gonna get it, but then it's $60. And I don't know. That just seems like a lot right now.
Darius. Oh, this game. Sure. With a really wide screen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Sure.
But, yeah. So, I don't know. I would like to play it, but it's tough with that $60 price tag on this. I don't know.
Maybe wait for a sale, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I clicked on it. I'm like, I saw it was out, clicked on it. I didn't know how much it was. I was like, oh, there'll probably be a PlayStation Plus discount or something on it. I was thinking maybe $20 was what it was going to be at, possibly $30. So I was thinking, oh, with PlayStation Plus, it's probably going to be like $26 or $16, depending on what the price point was. And at that point, I was like, oh, I'll probably get it for that. I mean, it seems like a high quality shooter, and there's not that many of them, and I want to support it. But $60 is, I mean, I don't even pay $60 for retail games.
And it's no cross buy, right?
No cross buy. Like, that would be a big part too. Like, if you wanted to play it on the Vita, like, throw us a little bit of a bone here.
How much is it on the Vita?
I'm not sure how much it is on the Vita.
$200.
Right.
Say, if it's $60 on the PlayStation 4, I doubt it's $60 on the Vita.
I didn't look up the price on the Vita because
Because why would right. you?
I wanted to play it on my very large screen to...
I understand that.
To get the classic feel of Darius. But not meant to be at this point. Waiting for a sale.
Gotcha.
Anything else in new releases?
I don't believe so. Wonky Pigeon came out for PC. 49 cents.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. Time for a word from our friends at Harrys.com, Wombat.
Yeah. Did I tell you that they sent me a present?
You did tell me, but I didn't get any details on it.
I got the holiday shaving set from Harry's in the mail. And let me tell you, it is actually quite amazing. I used it when I... No, this is a true story. I used...
Uh-oh. Get ready. Is there a ghost involved?
Remember no the rules involved. From earlier, Wombat.
I used my Harry's holiday shaving set prior to Thanksgiving dinner. And every single person at Thanksgiving dinner complimented me on how smooth my face looked. Some people said and felt because I had to touch my face and how good I smelt from the aftershave.
Wow.
Not one person.
Is this true?
Not
this sounds
two
made
people,
up.
Five different people commented on how smooth my face looked and like my mother and my sister-in-law had to touch my face. And everyone told me how great I smelt as well.
Wow. What did they think of you before this?
I don't know. They must have thought I was some sort of rambunctious hobo, which isn't far from the truth.
And then you went to Starbucks, right? And then the women just started lining up.
I mean, but thanks to Harry's, I was the best groomed man at Thanksgiving dinner.
That's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. And that is a true story. And that set is... awesome. The holiday limited edition razor has a copper handle. It is the nicest razor I've ever seen.
I thought I was getting this. I got an email said, oh, we're sending, do we have your address on file? I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. But then Wombat got it.
I didn't ask for it. They just showed up.
It's better. It's better. You're a more active shaver than I am.
I am. And it's a great razor. I've stood by this razor for over a year now. Has it been over a year now? Wow. And I still stand by it. The copper plated one it's very pretty.
That's the holiday shaving kit.
That's the holiday shaving kit. I totally, you know, it's great. It would make an amazing gift. I am most likely going to pull the trigger and that's what my father's getting. So I highly recommend it.
Well, if you do use code CADCAST, because that's what I used. This last week and got the Truman set.
And you'll get $5 off your order.
Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten the razor yet. Should be here any day.
I'm sure you'll get it very soon.
Nice. Awesome. So thanks, Harry's. And yeah, that's pretty...
It's a razor, Harry.
Right. My relatives didn't say anything about my face or want to touch my face or anything like that.
I'm sorry. When you hear something, here's a good Thanksgiving story. It's video game related. My daughter is very into Minecraft now on the iPad. She loves building her houses. She makes very ornate, very complex houses. It's very impressive. I don't know how she does it. And she was very excited to show my father, her grandfather, her house. So she goes and she has the iPad out and she goes, "Pop, pop, look at my house that I built." And my father just put one finger on the screen and lit everything in the house on fire. And the house just starts burning to the ground. And my daughter like had to use water to put out the fire. And the house was pretty much half destroyed. And Thanksgiving dinner started with my daughter crying in my parents' living room because my father destroyed her house.
Was she like upset when it was happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And my father felt terrible. He's like, I don't know what I did. He just touched the screen and just everything on fire.
That's pretty funny.
She rebuilt.
That's good that she perseveres.
She persevered. She rebuilt. Everything's fine now. She lost four rabbits in the fire, but, you know, these things happen.
Of course, of course. Mm-hmm. Some multi-platforming. Wombat's news and stuff?
Sure.
So just as a follow-up to last week's story where we were talking about Dead or Alive 3 Extreme Beach Volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Koei came out and had an official statement on it this time, and they said that last statement
don't listen to that last one.
Yeah, that was just some guy on a forum. Right. Well, we're going to say the same thing, except we're not going to give you the reason. Pretty much.
Kind of. There was a little bit of a reason in there still.
Oh, was there?
It sounded like it was pretty much the same thing. Don't listen to that guy.
So they're saying don't listen to that guy, even though our reason's exactly the same.
Pretty much.
To us?
Like, it wasn't quite as on the nose, but after you've already listened to that guy and they come out and say the same, almost the
same thing.
Something close. It's hard not to think it's the same thing. But what do they care? I mean, they're going to put it out. They'll make money on it. They're fine.
Do you think they're going to put it out?
Yeah, it'll come out on digital.
There's no, I mean, they can't lose money on it, right? I mean, unless they're just worried about it.
At this point, why wouldn't you just take all the press up front that you're getting for it now and then get the press later when you do put it out and everybody goes nuts for it?
The only, like you said, I think, I don't know if it was on the show or just in private, but unless the game is AO, but they could always just, you know, tailor it to not be AO. But it's not an AO game, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure what all they've done in there.
You don't see any ass crack, do you?
Maybe the top.
Top ass crack?
I don't know. Why not? Is that AO if you see?
I don't know. Now, I guess not, because you can have full nudity. You know, God of War went pretty far.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't get AO. So I guess you can go pretty far. So I guess that's not the reason.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they do. Because it's just the whole, I don't know, they have to go through the lesbian aspect, which for whatever reason will get more scrutiny.
There's a lesbian aspect?
Well, it's all girls.
Yeah, but they're not, what are they doing?
They're at least butt slapping. I don't know what else is in there yet.
That's just, you know, school, you know, girls being girls.
Right. Shit. That's what they all do all the time.
Nonstop.
Isn't that what happens when you get a group of girls together in one room?
No, but by the poolside. Yeah. What else are you going to do? Not slap asses together?
I do that with my guy friends.
Obviously.
Hmm?
So it must be, yeah. Obviously, they can make the game's done. It's already in English because the Asian version has English. So they can't lose money unless they think there'd be some sort of lawsuit. But that seems really unlikely. So I don't know. It's got to come out eventually, at least digitally. Because these companies, they like to make money.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a very positive press aspect for them currently. And why would you make that go away?
Yeah, I mean, this game's not going to be a huge hit or anything, but if you can make a few shekels, right?
Hmm?
What else we got here, Wombat? Oh, I put this thing on here about the video game awards, not because I really cared about this article, but I was thinking about it because I saw this Kotaku headline is why some people are upset over who's judging the game awards. Do people really get upset about the game awards in any capacity? Like, do you think about the game awards, Wombat, other than good on Jeff Keighley for deciding? Like, he wanted there to be some sort of game awards show that he could make a living off of, and so he just made one. I like it in that capacity, but beyond...
I have no opinion about the
game awards. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't really... Like, if somebody... Some game wins and another doesn't, does that... Could I care at all about that? Could I care any less about that? I don't think so.
I'm just waiting for that new Shaq Fu footage that's going to be there.
Right, what's it going to be, an iPad game?
Shaq's going to be there.
Right. I don't know.
Well, they got Shaq.
I just think it's good for Jeff Keighley. It's like the Jeff Keighley Awards. The Jeff Keighley Support My Lifestyle Awards. Which is great. I mean,
yeah, exactly. He did it.
Fuck. Look, he's like, hey, I know how to make an awards show, and I like video games, and I can make money off of this, and I'm going to do it because I can. And hell yeah.
Boy, Twitter's going to be so great, though, tomorrow night or Thursday night, whenever you're listening to this, when both the Video Game Awards and The Wiz are on at the same time.
Is that happening?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no one's going to talk about The Wiz.
Oh,
is it a new Wiz? Yeah. It's the new Wiz,
it's the
right?
New live Wiz.
It's the new live. People will be live tweeting The Wiz.
It's a live Wiz?
Yes.
They're taking a live Wiz?
Yes. Live Wiz on national TV.
Nobody beats it.
Who's in it?
David Alan Greer?
Yes.
As the Scarecrow?
Mary J. Blige?
David Alan Grier is the lion, I believe.
Yeah, he's the cowardly lion.
Okay. Mary J. Blige is the evil witch.
I want to say Audra McDonald is in
Common?
It.
Common is the Tin Man or the Scarecrow? I think one of the two.
He might be one of them. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. I mean, Peter Pan was kind of a dud. I like The Sound of Music for what it was, though. So
yeah, I think I'm not going to be watching either of those shows. I'm thinking. Probably watch more Jessica Jones.
Oh, how far are you in that?
I think we're like episode 9, maybe.
Okay.
We're getting there. It's pretty, I'm on the edge of my seat, as they say.
I was flipping through my comics last night, like organizing some, and I did not realize how old that Kilgrave character was. Like, I think I had...
He's been around since the 60s.
Yeah, I think I had like a 12-cent Daredevil or something with him on the cover of it.
Yeah, he's a good bad guy.
He's pretty different, though, on the TV show. I looked it up.
Yes, he's definitely different, yes.
He's like way different.
Yes. And not purple.
He's not purple. He's not a mutant. He's not from Croatia. He's... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we here? Oh, so Platinum is making a Turtles game. So that's exciting. They're making another third person beat 'em up for Activision.
It should
based on a Hasbro property. It all makes sense.
That's not Hasbro.
Is it? It's not?
No.
That's Playmates.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
You did.
You want me to take it back?
I'm looking forward to that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be, as long as it's like the Transformers game, that's fine. That's good enough.
I'm curious to see their art style because they nailed the Transformers art style.
Yeah, are they going 80s or are they going what's currently on Nickelodeon?
Or do they go with the original comic book style? Ooh, that would be cool.
I don't know if that sells as much, though.
Me neither, but it would be cool.
What if they put all the styles in there?
There you go. Now I'm on board.
But I've been playing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and the Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5 now.
What do you mean? You can play with them?
Yeah, they had a big patch, and they added in the Ninja Turtles. So, yeah, you can skate around as any of the four turtles you want. They added
for free, huh?
Yeah, for free. They animate pretty well. I mean, considering the game's graphics. I don't think there's any voice acting for them. Like, so it kind of feels kind of hollow as you're playing with them.
Is the game still 100% broken, or is it now only like 75%?
Yeah,
broken?
I mean, it plays a little bit better now. There's some levels still that the frame rate is just terrible on it. But other levels play better. It's slightly better than what it was. They tried to fix it. And it's nice that they added the Ninja Turtles in there. Octodad is in there. I can't remember if he was in there prior to the patch or not. But
Wolverine? Is Wolverine in there?
He is not. Wolverine or yeah. Spider-Man is not in this one. But yeah, I don't know. I played that. And I've also been playing Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Oh, what do you think?
Mrs. Shipwreck and I have been playing that. That is very good. I would suggest everyone, if they don't have it already, going to a local retailer like Target and picking it up for $10.
It is definitely worth $10. My daughter and I played through that game twice together.
It's one of the better, one of those Lego ones. Like, I only play a Lego game maybe once every 2 years. But I'm enjoying this one. I think we just unlocked Howard the Duck. So
nice. Yep. I unlocked every character in that game.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I unlocked every character in that one in the Lego Batman 3.
I feel like at some point they need to explain how to do that, though. Like, there's been a lot of me going onto Google and looking up, like, okay, how do I get these red bricks? I don't remember how to do this. How do I buy new characters? I don't remember how to do this.
Trust me, I sometimes forget, and I played almost all of them.
I'm going back to the helicarrier for some reason. I don't remember why.
Yeah, what room am I supposed to go to now to find the thing to unlock the stuff?
Right.
Yeah.
Just give me a menu that is like, I hit the start button and I go and these are the stuff I can buy. Like, that's fine.
I agree. Maybe they fix that for Lego Avengers that comes out in January.
Lego Avengers, the game that everyone will buy while Lego Dimensions is still sitting on store shelves.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm all in for Lego Avengers.
I mean, it's really hard. Like, right now, too, like, you go to Target and you see Lego Dimensions and all that stuff for, at the minimum, $65 for just the base game. And then right over there in the bin is a whole bunch of other Lego games that are $10 each. You can get the Batman, you can get the Marvel superheroes, you can get Lego the Movie. They didn't think this through, I don't think.
Yeah, the price.
Especially with them still making the other games. It's like, it's not like they made Lego Dimensions and they're not going to make, you know, a game like Lego Marvel Superheroes again. Lego Avengers, which is a spiritual sequel to Lego Marvel Superheroes, comes out in a month. So, yep. And I'll be there buying that game. I'll spend too much on that game. I'll be that guy because I know I'm going to play with my kids and that's going to be worth it to me.
Are you going to at least wait a couple weeks for it to drop in price?
It depends on what kind of credit I have. And with the Gamers Club, it's still, you know, still cheaper.
Sure. These things just go to $20 fairly quickly.
I know. $30, I think, really quickly. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll see where we are in mid-January. Like, if, you know, not that my kids need any new games. So we'll see.
Let's talk about Sony. Speaking of deals, there's going to be two holiday bundles for PlayStation 4. $300 will get you a 500 gigabyte console plus either Star Wars Battlefront or Uncharted, the Nathan Drake collection. So, that's cheap. That's good. Got to have that $300 price point. That doesn't come with the Star Wars one, doesn't come with the Darth Vader console, right?
No.
It's just a regular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still, $300. That's a good price point.
That's where you want to be for this holiday season. Yeah, I think they'll sell a lot of those Star Wars bundles. And also, PlayStation 4 Remote Play is coming to PC, which, I don't know, which is good. You know, I do actually use the Xbox One. It works pretty well. And if somebody else is using the TV for something, somebody being Ty, I can play Halo on here. It works pretty well. So I might actually use that. Although I never used it on the Vita, but you know, bigger screen and a real controller. What else we got here? Cagbag? Are we at the Cagbag already?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh. I want to talk about one really cool feature on the new Apple TV.
No, I can't wait.
No, you'll like this.
Okay, tell me.
I discovered this. Not, I didn't discover it, but it comes in really handy when you're binge watching shows like Jessica Jones, for example. You can tell Siri to jump ahead a certain amount of time. So you know exactly how long that intro is after you watch it once or twice. As soon as the show starts, you say, hey, fast forward 1 minute. Boom, the show starts right away. It's beautiful.
Doesn't Netflix do that automatically?
No.
It doesn't. I watch most of it actually on my computer, on my laptop.
Okay.
And when it says like your episode will start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, whatever, if you click on that box, it just starts up right away after the credits.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So your feature is stupid and so are you.
Shipwreck. But it'll do that with everything, not just Netflix.
It's fine.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, at least it did it for me for about 10 episodes of Jessica Jones. So
that's sort of the only thing I use that mic feature for, is telling it to rewind a certain amount of time. Because you always want to skip ahead or rewind a specific amount of time, you know, and you have a good idea of what that is, but you can't usually accurately navigate to that with a remote. So have you used yours at all, Ship?
I have not.
What's wrong with you?
I just have not hooked it up yet.
Don't you like quality electronics?
I do. I have a whole bunch that I need to hook up.
Get with the program, man.
I had to put up Christmas decorations this past week, and that takes a long time.
Nice.
You Jews would not know this.
I know. I was trying to think. I saw, you know, all these guys, they set up the Christmas tree shops on the sidewalks here mm-hmm. in Manhattan. And some of these guys, they make little sculptures too. So there was like a little reindeer made out of logs. Have you seen that one, Wombat? Mm-hmm. The reindeer made out of logs.
Sure.
With sure. And tree branches.
Uh-huh.
I thought it would be cool to have one of those in the living room and you could put trees around it. I mean, gifts around it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Like a Jew log.
We have a little Hanukkah bush in my house.
But then I thought that sounded dumb, and I'll just keep them in the closet.
Yeah.
It just takes a long time to put ornaments on a tree.
Yeah, no, we don't have a full-on tree in our house. We do go to a friend's house who has a tree, and we help them decorate their tree.
I decorate our entire tree.
By yourself?
That sounds awful.
Yeah, by myself.
Don't you have any friends?
Nope. Not that I'm going to force over to decorate my Christmas tree with me.
To do my bidding.
Right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's why we get invited to my friend's house, so I could help him decorate
his
tree.
Oh, I guarantee that's why it is.
Yeah. So.
I was in Home Depot today, and they sell ones that are already decorated, ready to go.
Well,
with the LEDs
lights.
Built in.
Yeah, the lights. We have that.
Already built in.
Yeah.
And then you put more shit on it.
Well, you put the ornaments on it. That's just the lights.
Shipwreck's got to put that Hulk ornament he made in third grade somewhere.
It goes up right near the top.
That is pretty cool. See, I would, I like the ad idea.
Yeah. But I like the idea of ornaments being a traditional thing. I get it. I'm totally on board.
I don't like the idea of the tree inside the house and then cleaning that up.
I think you would love the idea of that LED tree, though, that they have at Home Depot.
I saw
it. It changes all the different colors.
And there's an app for it.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of like Cheapy's bag.
But I could do that without the tree. I don't need the tree for that. Mm. I could just get the I just have the lights already.
We have our eye on that one for post-Christmas.
Yeah, lights are good. Okay. Gag bag time. At Wilbur Monkey writes in and asks, do you think price and length have too much of an impact on game reviews? They don't matter for movies and books.
They don't?
They might. I don't know. I think it depends on the reviewer. Sometimes a reviewer will cite that as a reason why they give a game a low or high score, but I think it's totally up to an individual reviewer. Some people, I know certain reviewers don't think that should matter at all.
Well, movies don't have different prices.
Right. And length does matter with movies. People complain that a movie is too long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think the movie one quite works because... if you're complaining about price on video games, I'm assuming that you're complaining about launch price, which the launch price for movies is all the same. Books, I'm sure people complain about the price of books.
Yeah, I think people complain about the price of books all the time. And the length of books.
Yeah, I don't know. I they're valid things to say in a game review.
Mm-hmm. Some people, for some people, $60 is a lot of money. For me, $60 is a lot of money. And if I'm going to spend $60, I want to make sure I'm getting my money's worth because I'm not going to be buying another game for, you know, that quickly.
And that's not necessarily, you're just not judging that on. I think the confusion there is whether you're judging it just on the length of the game.
No, it has to be a good game.
Right.
No, yeah. There's no rule that says that I'm not going to like a game just because it's long. That's stupid. But I prefer my games to be long and great.
Right.
There you go. There's my preference.
Okay. I don't know if we answered that guy's question, but...
Well, fuck that guy.
we already talked about game awards. At Karate Chop 16 says, can we institute... Oh, no, we already did that.
We already did that one, too.
We're on fire. Okay, here's a good one. At SOC Salvation... With the potential success of Kickstarter games like Shenmue 3, potential success, could we see a Kickstarter-centric E3 presentation in the future?
I thought that was
it. That was.
I think he's saying like...
Another one?
Kickstarter
press conference, which would be fantastic.
Would it be hosted by the Mystery Science Theater guys? Then I'd be okay.
He's asking if somebody like Sony would just have a whole press conference.
No, I think he's asking
just Kickstarter.
Would Kickstarter
like, similar to the one like the PC gaming had?
Do you know that is a good idea for Kickstarter to do that.
Yeah, it is. I don't see why they would not do that. I think it would be it would be interesting to watch.
But Kickstarter, I don't see Kickstarter paying to do it. That's why.
Well, I have a better idea. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Kickstarter E3 press conference / telethon. So it's not like your normal press conference where it's an hour and a half and it's done.
What about a Kickstarter for a Kickstarter presentation at E3?
No, they don't need that much money.
Oh, how meta would that be?
No, I like the idea of the telethon. You run it for like, 8 hours or something, and you get
different
people.
So the same length as that PC
on.
Press conference this last year.
Right.
And you get Jerry Lewis.
And you have the big thermometer up on the wall with the money for the individual games that you're raising money for. It could be fun. And then people are like, then the games are competing against each other to raise more money. Everybody wins. Money's flowing in. No games ever get made or come out, but that doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. It'll be a good show. Yeah.
Are there still new Kickstarters coming out? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, there was one I just saw. The guys who made Skullgirls, is that it? The mm-hmm. fighter?
Yeah.
They have a RPG coming out that has a 1.5 million.
I just haven't
million.
Been getting as many pitches in my email, I guess, about them.
I see.
Like for a while there, there was a new one just about every day.
King Rocka writes in and says, I'd like to hear briefly about the new actual buttons as opposed to the capacitive ones on the PS4. Have you used your new Star Wars PS4 yet?
The controller?
No, the actual console.
Oh, yeah, I've used it. What are we talking about here?
The buttons, aren't the buttons different on that one?
You mean to turn it on and off?
Yeah, on the actual console. Like the eject button and the power button. You haven't even looked at it. He doesn't know.
No, I don't know. I use the button on the controller to turn it on. And
even by accident, right? What? I just breathe on that controller and the thing turns on.
Well, I don't know.
My breath is pretty bad, though.
It seems fine. I hit the button and it comes on. I hold down the button, it goes off.
Okay.
I have not ejected a disc from it yet. So
okay, well, we'll get back to you on that.
Get back to you on that exciting development of ejecting a disc from a PS4.
But King Rocka also adds, Forza Horizon 2 is so great. And he's right about that. It is great.
Do you want me to go hit a button? It's over here behind me. I can.
Yeah, touch it.
All right, 1 second.
See if it's a real. People don't like those capacitive buttons.
I gotta walk a little bit, so I gotta take off my headset.
I don't like them because I still don't know which one's the eject and which is the power button. He's really doing it, Wombat. Wombat, are you still awake?
How? Who? We're still doing this?
I don't know. He's really touching his PlayStation right now.
Wow. Touch it for me, Shipwreck. Tell me where you're touching it.
There he is.
Huh. What do you know? There's
the real buttons.
There's actual buttons on there now.
Nice.
They feel cheap, but they work.
There's your report. It was worth it.
Right.
And Forza Horizon 2, what do you say about that?
It's so great.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, that about wraps up the show. I want to thank everybody for listening and remind you to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Congratulations to Thorbon. Did a great job with the @video game deals account over Black Friday. A lot of impressions. He also set up a panel for PAX South. Did you know there's a PAX in Texas? No. Where isn't there a PAX?
I don't know. That's the one where they don't allow Jews, right?
The Texas one?
Mm.
Well, he submitted a panel, a cheap-ass gamer panel, and they accepted it, but I don't think I could go to that. It's too close to when I'm moving, and I don't even know when I'm moving for sure. It's going to be like, I need another stressful thing. You know? Would you do that,
Wombat? Why bring it up?
Because I'm just asking you. Like, what would you...
I can't right now. It's not a good time.
No, not about you. I'm saying if you were me.
Oh, you should go. Yeah, totally.
You asshole. No. Say the other thing.
Oh, no. What are you, stupid? Right. Why would you go to such a thing?
In theory, it's a great idea. But the reality is I have to take a kid to school every day and pick him up from school every day. and the things at night anyway. He couldn't even if I brought him there, he couldn't watch it or go anywhere near when it's going to be. Yeah. And I'll probably be incapacitated. My back will be totally thrown out from the move just thinking about it. So I think it's probably bad timing. They should have one on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And they have it everywhere else.
They don't have it in Ohio.
They could do it at the airplane museum.
Yeah. Ohio, too.
Yeah. Have one here, too.
PAX Airplane Museum. That would be a good one.
Yeah. I would like to do it, but I don't know. It's just... Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and the new NASA Coliseum, once they redo that.
That's never happening.
I thought they started it.
It's all a scam.
Well, okay.
And a sham.
I take your word for it. I take your word that it's a scam sham.
Yeah.
Sham scam?
I mean, I appreciate Thorbon putting in the effort and everything. Shipwreck, why don't you go? How do you feel about that?
I could possibly go.
See, Shipwreck could go. He actually knows stuff about video game deals and shopping.
Is that what we're talking about?
That's what the panel's about. It was saving money on games.
You could just do a slideshow of your trip to Target. Done. Done.
All right. We should put you... You should talk to Thorbon, Chip. But I don't know. Would you go if I don't go?
I don't know. That would probably that would be a harder sell, I think, if I was the only one going.
I know. I would like to go. In theory, it sounds like a lot of fun, but the reality is it's a fucking huge pain in the ass where I'm right in the smack of another huge pain in the ass that's going to be happening. So, I don't know. Anyway, a big shout out to our friends at Harrys.com. You got to go there and use coupon code CAGCAST to get $5 off your order. And if you got to order by December 10th, if you want to get in on the free shipping for the holidays, so go to harrys.com and use coupon code CAGCAST. Thank you, Harry's. And with that, I think we will see you next week.
He's on.
Red's done.
Down the road!
Oh. Oh. Won't you carry nothing? That might be a load.
There it is!
Dorothy! Look!
Come on,
he's on down, he's on down the road.
Come on,
he's on down, he's on down the road.
Don't you carry nothing that might be a load. Come on,
he's on down, he's on down, down the road.